brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into hour number three. We've read the mainstream news articles where they're tasering one-year-old babies. We've got them openly saying martial law in Georgia for your safety during the G8 summit early next week. And the martial law is now in place there. We have Ashcroft putting out more fake terror alerts. Gary Hart of the CFR out fear-mongering. A bunch of Iraq news, Saudi Arabia news, with Paul Watson, who joins us at least once a week. Paul Watson, author of Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order, and my webmaster for PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com. Paul, let's get some more of these callers out of the way, though, hear what they have to say, then we'll get back into all that news you just mentioned at the end of the last hour. Michael in Hawaii, that tropical paradise. Go ahead.
Aloha, Alex and Paul. I just wanted to let you know that I just really enjoy that PrisonPlanet.tv. Incredible, the video and all that you have on there. Thank you for putting it up, and I'm proud to be a member of it.
Well, thank you for the support.
A couple of quick questions. One for Paul. The story that you had a few weeks ago about the 5,000 bodies of the military being secretly stored on Cyprus, I had a retired colonel friend of mine who has a lot of contacts in the military, admirals, generals, etc., and he was trying to find out about that, and he couldn't find anything out. Have you had any more independent confirmation or to back up that one story that you had?
I haven't heard anything more about that. It came from a military source there in Greece who didn't want to be named.
Right.
And it was basically that, they, from both the Afghan war and the Iraq war, they had 5,000 bodies on ice, which they didn't want to release, you know, to be publicly filmed.
And we have gotten the evidence of the refrigeration units that they have shipped out there. We know they've covered up the numbers of dead in Afghanistan. And we know there's been a lot of cooking of the numbers there. Just about a month ago, Wolfowitz tried to say, we've lost 350 troops. And the reporters go, wait a minute, it's over 800. He goes, no, it's not. That's a fable. So these guys are just amazing.
One more question for you, Alex. Are you still planning to put up that special area on your website that shows all the 12 draft legislation, pieces of legislation for the draft?
That's another thing we need to do. You know, every day we post, or every few days, new articles about the coming draft. But, Paul, we should grab all the different pieces of legislation and create a draft archive, or do we already have that?
We have a sub-archive, which is working for Homeland in the police state section, but we are updating all those archives as we speak, so I'm sure during that process we will be able to get that archive up, which focuses solely on the draft legislation.
Where is the Working for Homeland subsection?
It's Police State Archive, and then there's a subsection called Working for Homeland.
I hope that can help you.
Sure. Anything you guys can put up there, but I really think that having those 12 pieces of legislation in one place would really be an asset to a lot of people.
All right, we'll get that done. That's something I've been calling for. We just get overwhelmed here. We're about to break again, and I want to take a few more calls, and we'll get into this news. But speaking of the draft, we have an article here out of the American Free Press that I want to go over, and then a story here out of South Korea to give you an idea of what this type of national compulsory service draft means. This isn't the old World War II draft. This is the type of draft where most of us will serve domestically as slaves of the government. These two articles integrate in together in a nightmarish fashion. So we'll come back, hit those articles, go to some more calls, and then get into the shady goings-on in Saudi Arabia and the bombings there, well, the shootings there, and the bombings in Iraq as well. And then we'll get into Lord Ashcroft's latest fake terror alerts, the equivalent of yelling fire in a theater or calling in a fake bomb threat to the entire country, something that's an act of terrorism, according to their own Patriot Act. Sound good to you, Paul?
Sounds great.
We'll be right back, and you heard it here. PrisonPlanet.tv is the place to be.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Alex Jones back live. Paul Watson riding shotgun with us. Your call's coming up here in just a few minutes at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I mentioned this Newsweek article earlier, Future of Shopping. Tiny silicon identity chips being put into everyday objects and even implanted under the skin are changing the way we consume. And that goes into how wonderful it is and how we all need it. Well, this is how it can also be used. And a lot of corporations here in the U.S. are now putting this in, and your new national ID card that the New York Times is calling for is going to have this in it as well. Subway workers' locator chips create stir. This feeds into the draft. You'll learn why. The Seoul Metropolitan Subway Corporation, this is the Times of Seoul, by the way. The Seoul Metropolitan Subway Corporation is facing charges of human rights abuse due to its measure to require conscripted public service personnel, that's a quote, to carry plastic cards embedded with electronic chips that can reveal their location during working hours. Now, these are conscripted. They're not paid. They spend about 20, 30 hours a week, just like we'll have to, going around tattling, and it says they do that. Critics argue such a policy is a clear violation of human rights, while the corporation, which operates 4 of the 8 subway lines in the capital area, claims the measure is necessary to monitor those who often break away from work. The corporation said it distributed some 230 cards among subway stations on lines 1 through 4 on May 26th. The public service personnel, known in Korea as Kong King Wong, are those who maintain order in subway stations instead of serving their compulsory military service. They are required to carry the cards, which they call electronic dog tags, at all times while on duty in the stations. My cousins told me they've all been told they're getting microchips, by the way, in the U.S. Army. Quote, we hang the cards around our neck during working hours. Subway officials carry card detectors, which can reveal where we are and our shift schedules as well. One of the personnel at the City Hall station on line one said, there is a big brother in the station who can see our location at any time they want as long as they carry these cards. I often feel like a prisoner who's being watched by prison guards. So they can figure it out in North Korea, but already a lot of city workers have this year. All new cell phones after October 1st, 2001, track you down to just a few feet. But that's the new loving national draft. And during Y2K, the Austin police showed up with these federally issued emergency cards, and they have them nationwide. So that feeds into this article out of American Free Press. Actions indicate administration has plans to reinstate military draft if Bush is reelected. A military draft may be reinstated by mid-2005 if President Bush is reelected in November. An appropriation of $28 million has been provided in the current defense budget to bring the nation's selective service system up to speed. It also is to include women, which many people believe will likely lead to a national draft of young men and women. They've introduced a bunch of bills, 12 bills. The senators have called for it, and it continues. The Pentagon has begun a program to fill 10,350 local draft board positions and 11,070 appeals board posts as soon as possible. Last September, the Pentagon ran an ad for volunteers to fill the slots, but when it was reported in the national media, the ad was quietly pulled. Registration for the draft ended in 1975 under President Jimmy Carter. However, registration was reinstated for all men between the ages of 18 and 25 in 1980, and an amendment to the Military Selective Service Act. Currently, legislation is pending in the House and Senate to renew the draft. In the House, there is H.R. 163, which was introduced last year by Representative Charles Rangel. H.R. 163 has 14 co-sponsors. Most of those who have signed on to support the bill are members of the Congressional Black Caucus. And it goes on to mention other bills. In the Senate, a companion bill, S-89, the National Compulsory Service Act, has been introduced by Senator Ernest F. Fritz Hollings, and it goes on and on. He says, we all share the benefits of life in America, and under this plan, we should all help shoulder the burden of defending our freedoms. And it goes on and on. Paul, comments to all of what I just laid out.
Bill, I think it's S-89. It's bipartisan. I mean, Chuck Hagel, the Republican, introduced it, and the list of people supporting it, such as, you know, people like Pete Stark, Ernest Hollings, Najer Vasquez, they're all Democrats, so it's bipartisan. So, you know, this argument that it's to make the middle class and the elite, you know, be available for a draft is a myth, because it's aimed at everybody. And you mentioned that the RFID tags on the workers in South Korea. That's what it's about. It's about phasing employment into working for the homeland, because you'll notice that over the past few years, these cameras have gone into offices tracking employees' emails, tracking and tracing.
Well, they're already using RFID tags right here in Austin at several big companies. But on top of this, Paul, it's clear they're going to have the election, have a huge terror attack, bring in the national draft. Oh, we have to do it. But, I mean, look, they've introduced the bills, they're pushing for it, and people are still in total denial, Paul.
And there's another article out of the San Francisco Chronicle today. Pentagon can't seem to kill idea of military draft, but it has Rumsfeld's quote in there, which is, I don't know anyone in the executive branch of the government who believes it would be appropriate or necessary at the same time that you have all these bills introduced to bring it in.
So, well, this is the same guy who said on Face of the Nation, I've never said Saddam had weapons or was an imminent threat, and there's hundreds of quotes of him saying it.
Well, yeah, it's the same guy who forgets that he was on the board selling the nuclear material to North Korea. He forgets, you know, shaking Saddam's hand in December 83 to sell him the chemical and biological weapons.
Well, it's like Ashcroft saying there's no new anti-terror legislation months after it's introduced.
Well, exactly. And
Bush saying that the biggest amnesty ever isn't an amnesty.
And I still get emails from people who, you know, neocons who can string one or two sentences together, so I sometimes reply to them, that still refuse to believe that Bush opened the borders wide up, and then you send them the article with, you know, the quote, 15% increase in illegal invasion, and still they deny it, so the sun didn't come up this morning.
I know. How do you deal with that invincible ignorance, that wanton, willful desire not to face the facts?
You cannot deal with it. It's a dead end, because no matter how much information you present to them, even if it's from, you know, so-called conservative news organizations like World Net Daily, who released that article, they still won't believe it. It's a complete dead end, because they're in denial.
Oh, it's just incredible. And they talk about how recruiting's way down for the military. They're waiting. I mean, they're getting the whole thing lined up, Paul, for the next terror attack,
which will be shortly after the election, according to, you know, all the forecasts that we've done.
Let's talk to Harry in New Jersey. Harry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, fellas. How you doing?
Fine.
Listen, I just want, I'll mention something. The Rothschilds control two-thirds of the world's wealth, and the Rockefellers control one-tenth of the world's wealth. I just want to mention that to you. Another thing I want to mention is I'm going to be I was at a Ralph Nader rally, and gave me a copy of his book, Taking the Corporate Government in an, Taking on the Corporate Government of in an Age of Surrender, Crashing the Party. But, you know, I'd like to get Nader into the debate so he can have some open dialogue in these debates. I don't know. How do you fellas feel about something like
well,
that?
Well, we've had Nader on this broadcast. I agree with about half of what he says. He talks about the real problems, but then gives a big government solution. But if he was a total shill, he'd be in the debates. And he was supposed to be in the last debates, according to poll numbers, by law, but they wouldn't let him in. And I think he should be in the debates. But no, we're going to have the two cousins, the Skull and Bones buddies, up there.
Well, I agree with you. There's a lot of I don't know. Nader has a lot of wild ideas. I mean, I know he's for gay marriages and lesbian marriages. I mean, that's off the wall. But some of that stuff like NAFTA and GATT, I mean, I like them. Debate stuff like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, he agrees with Pat Buchanan on about half his stands. I mean, you know, and I agree right. with Pat Buchanan on a lot of stuff, but disagree with him on a bunch of other stuff, too.
I think we got to open a can of worms up on these two parties and let them have it, you know?
Well, I mean, we don't have two parties, but I agree with you. Okay, good to hear from you. Any comments, Paul?
Well, the problem with Nader is that the bedrock of his platform is completely rotten. He's pro-abortion, he's pro-gun control. And, you know, you won't even that won't get him in the debates. You won't get someone like Aaron Russo in the debates, who, on basically all the issues, is in line with our thinking, libertarian thinking. But, you know, you won't get him in the debates because they don't want to give him that platform to educate people, even though we know he's not going to win. But he has
Thanks for reminding me. I want to get Aaron Russo back on. Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
We understand that the Commander-in-Chief spoke at the War College the other night as a spokesman for the international global elite of the New World Order. Many statements were made that contradict the reality of what is actually occurring. Two stood out. They are, quote, the Taliban seeks to control the entire Middle East. They seek the control of every person and mind and soul. End quote.
Well, the Taliban is a creation of the CIA. Even the Washington Post admits they shipped in millions of radical hadiths, radicalizing the Muslims. They're trying to stir it up. That's why they brought all this torture out.
But that is instead exactly what the New World Order is doing, seeking to control every person and mind and soul.
Yeah, democratizing means appointing puppet dictatorships, raping and murdering and slaughtering. And, Paul, new rape information's come out, but it's not debatable. The Pentagon's own document admits it.
The other statement is, I sent the American troops to Iraq to defend our security. But the correct statement should be, I sent American troops to Iraq who are dying for a lie. That should be the correct statement.
You mean Bush lies to us?
Alex, another point on the Christian hierarchy here. Christian hierarchy, Christian leaders are for the war, the Patriot Act, and military tribunals in Guantanamo. Jay Sekulow was appointed by Attorney General Ashcroft, according to Kevin Phillips' book. American dynasty. He was appointed as an advisor.
Tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about the neocon Judas Ghost when we get back. Stay with us. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Day began with a special service.
The rescue of the hostages to have
is headed for
the war on terror until they are credited
for Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD, plus two copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your one-year subscription. A one-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109, or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The grass is always greener with a wheatgrass kit from wheatgrasskits.com. Their mission is to provide you with nature's most perfect living food. Skip the high prices at the neighborhood juice bar. Grow your own wheatgrass, barley grass, sunflower greens, sprouts, or herbs for only pennies a day. It's easy to do indoors or out. Start with a basic wheatgrass kit. It's everything you'll need to grow stamina-building, nutrient-rich wheatgrass. The kit includes 5 pounds of organic wheatgrass seed, reusable growing trays, organic soil, mineral additive, and the book Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Miracle. Or get the deluxe kit that adds barley grass seed and sunflower greens. The health benefits of wheatgrass are legendary, but perhaps one of the best benefits are the antioxidants. Research is showing that antioxidants are instrumental in preventing cancer. At wheatgrasskits.com, you'll find the best available price on a huge variety of wheatgrass juicers, and if you do find a better price, wheatgrasskits.com will beat it. Visit today, www.wheatgrasskits.com, or call 801-375-2250.
Adolf Hitler was an occultist, but he used the Bible. He had a lot of so-called Christian leaders there putting out his propaganda. And this has happened many times. I mean, Jim Jones said that, you know, follow me, Jesus says so. And so the J. Seculos of the world that get up there and act like they're defending Christians and do on a few issues, they're like the ACLU. Does a few good issues, stabs you in the back on others. You know, the Patriot Act's good. It's a lie that it affects citizens. You know, on and on and on. This is what they're doing. And, you know, I've been criticized because I've quoted Pat Robertson, who said China's doing what it has to do with forced abortion and infanticide. I mean, regardless of which side of the debate you're on abortion, I'm pro-life. I mean, don't we all agree you shouldn't force women to have abortions? But I mean, so he can be more radical than the pro-abort people, but that somehow is okay, and I'm bad for quoting him. I guess I'm not Christian. Go ahead and finish up your comments that you were making, Ron.
Let me develop this out and read a short scripture that's applicable here. Jay Sekulow said he helped write the Patriot Act. Pat Robertson on his TV program says it is necessary for the Patriot Act necessary for fighting the terrorists, and he favors military tribunals in Guantanamo over civilian courts for detainees, which is at times may include American citizens. If this is all true, and it is, then these Christian leaders and others, unnamed, are affirming and espousing the fast-approaching government of the Antichrist, the false Messiah.
Yeah, basically that, and they're going to say that the Antichrist is Jesus ruling us and loving us, and that we're the terrorists, need to have our heads cut off, because we're, you know, and I'm not joking, folks. You talk about the grand illusion, it's happening. Thanks for the call. Paul Watson, comments on the fake Christians heading up the New World Order.
Well, the point to make is that most of these individuals, these phony Christians, really do believe that they're the good guys, and they would see us as evil. And when it gets to that level of self-delusion, then, you know, they've basically got their fingers on the button, so they will do anything to uphold that. And, I mean, the very fact that Bush goes to Bohemian Grove proves that he isn't a Christian, which, by the way, this neocon that I was debating that I talked about earlier said, oh, golly gee, you say he attends some men's gathering each year, but I see no proof, only your stupid paranoid rantings. So then when you send them, you know, the link to the official Bohemian Grove annual with pictures of Bush and his father in it, and Bush himself admits that he goes there every year, still, you know, it's a case of self-denial. They don't believe it because they're locked in this paradigm where their belief system has to be maintained, and anything that challenges it is basically has to be fought off as an enemy.
Well, it was the same thing with Bill Clinton. We'd expose Bill Clinton, and these Democrats would not listen. You know, just because they associated their power with him,
again,
they had invested in it.
The double thing with that is that liberals will protest all day about the treatment of Iraqis as subhuman, which is right, but then they will, you know, march for abortion, which is basically treating a fetus as subhuman, saying it's not a human being, so you can abort it. So the neocons and the liberals are locked in together on that ideology of treating people as subhuman to, you know, torture and kill them, basically.
Well said. I'm going to take like four or five more calls, and I want to cover news. This is New York Times saying the national ID card's good, and the Saudi Arabia shootings and the bombing in Iraq with Paul. Let's go to Tim. Tim got cut off earlier or something. He said he had police surrounding him. He was in Colorado. His neighbors harassing him. Now, just in a nutshell, what's going on with you, Tim?
I'm in an upper end neighborhood, and I guess obviously one of the neighbors is upper end official, and I've been, you know, a lot of intimidation and stuff like that, but that's no big deal, and that wasn't far enough for them. So now I had four cop cars. This was just like a week ago. Four cop cars surrounded me in my driveway. Seven cops got out, gunpoint, saying that I didn't have a driver's license and I failure to yield right of way to an emergency vehicle and all these tickets. And I went to motor vehicles with my pastor the next day, and they said there's nothing wrong with your driver's license. They thought, you know, and I have all this evidence if you'd like me to fax it, and they're just making up these stories.
Well, it just sounds like basic New World Order type activity. I mean, I see these stories all the time, sir.
Oh, okay. I mean, I guess I'm just looking for where to turn here because I want it to stop, you know.
And so you're building a house next to somebody that doesn't like you, or?
Yeah, well, I'm not obedient to him. You know, I had a job trailer there, and he didn't like it, and he wanted me to move it. And he came in the house when it was almost complete, threatening me, and those three people there, witnesses.
Well, then you need to go file criminal charges on him.
And then police are making up all these tickets.
Well, I just
now told
you what to do, though, sir.
Criminal charges. Now, what about the fake tickets from the police?
Well, I would deal first with the threats. Okay, you need to not just sit there and take that. Thanks for the call. Come back, take two or three more calls, and then we'll get into more news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Finally, a natural antibiotic breakthrough called Super Silver Solution, developed and tested by scientists, doctors, major universities, and laboratories, making this the only patented silver product in the world that combines oxygen and silver. Super Silver Solution has been clinically proven to be at least 200 to 300% more effective in killing bacteria than any other colloidal silver on the market. Super Silver is not like any colloidal silver. It's next generation with a 100% money-back guarantee. Super Silver is the only silver product scientifically proven to kill bacteria like the drug-resistant staph, hepatitis B, eye, ear, sinus, and upper respiratory infections. Doctor recommended Super Silver is strong enough to kill anthrax, yet totally safe for everyday use by babies, children, adults, and even your pets. Call 1-800-974-1879 for a full info pack, including a 60-minute audio tape. That number again is 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Thanks for joining us. I read this article out of Roanoke earlier where they have the DARE officer and a fifth grade boy went up and tried to hug her after the class for teaching him how to be a secret police tattletale. And that's what they do, writing dossiers on you and your family. And she grabbed his arm behind his back, slammed him down, all of this. But she got in trouble. But I read this article out of Arizona, out of Tucson, talking about 9-year-old girl subdued with a stun gun after being handcuffed by South Tucson police. And it goes on to say records kept show that as of 6 months ago, 10 children, 7 and younger, have been hit with tasers. Some were as young as 1 year old. And it says, at first blush, this is going to look bad, said Steve Tuttle, a spokesman for Taser International. But this is going to be an issue of, was it reasonable force? What are the alternatives? And he goes on. I mean, this just shows the mindset. Making excuses for tasering, I guess, smaller than toddlers now. This just goes into this whole mindset. Paul Watson, any comments?
Well, yeah, it's the mindset, and obviously above that, it's the training. I mean, arresting 8-year-old, you know, girls for stealing rabbits. We had that case a couple of weeks ago. Arresting high school students who wear baseball caps the wrong way. I mean, it's insanity, but it's the training that they're being given to treat us as the enemy.
Honor roll students. arresting him. And on top of this, Paul, now we have the New York Times calling for a national ID card. I have the editorial here in front of me, and then, of course, it's on the websites, coming out and telling us it's time for a national ID card. But whereas in reality, Paul, we already have a national ID card in our country, in your country. Explain that to people.
Well, yeah, and it admits that in the article, that the driver's license is already the de facto national ID card, because you have to present it as a form of ID, and it has all your information on it. And with these new, you know, biometric ones, it has an even greater access to that information. But the New York Times in general is an interesting case point, because they're, you know, supposed to be the kingpins of this liberal media bias, when they have just had to come out and apologize for carrying these fake stories given to them by Shalibi, the former torture head, the former bank thief in Jordan, that Saddam Hussein was a threat, and they carried them for, you know, 18 months, knowing full well that the information was concocted, and now they've got.
And by the way, did Shalibi write the graduate student article 13 years ago? Did he plant the fake news articles, the fake letters from troops, the false signatures? They're trying to scapegoat Shalibi.
Well, I don't know, but the point is that, you know, New York Times, supposedly the liberal bias against the Bush administration, did in fact carry this information for 18 months, which justified his administration's and the neocon's war. So it's a scam that, you know, they're supposed to be the alternative, and now they're carrying editorials calling for more Big Brother, more police state.
It says a national ID. The very idea of a national identity card has always rankled Americans across the political spectrum. It conjures images of totalitarianism, Big Brother, or even the German SS soldier asking to see a citizen's papers. But in most European countries, people carry national IDs as a matter of course, and pressure is mounting in America for some kind of security card. Private companies in the United States are already marketing the idea of providing a secure card for those willing to submit to extra background checks, similar to a concept proposed by the airlines. Tenants of high-rise buildings or workers at chemical plants, for example, also want security without endless body searches and bag checks. See, oh, it makes it so convenient. It's time for Congress to begin a serious discussion of how to create a workable national identification system without infringing on the constitutional rights of Americans. Well, that's an oxymoron. And remember, on 60 Minutes, we have a little clip of this in The Road to Tyranny. Andy Rooney says, we all need a chip or something under the skin. This is good, Paul. This is completely normal.
Well, that's why people need to stand up now against the national ID card, because it's one step below the implantable microchip, not voluntarily or to get into a nightclub because you want to be cool, but the forced implantation for identification purposes.
By the way, it's Newsweek this week saying the chip needs to go in you. Okay, so you can't laugh at us anymore. They're openly calling for it. And these yuppies, if they tell them it's cool, they'll do it. It's all about being cool.
And, of course, they know that there's a sizable minority that will refuse to take it at all costs, and that's really who they, you know, want to have surveillance on, because the people who take the chip, obviously they're not going to be a worry to those in power. It's really about identifying those who don't.
And the Jay Sekulows and the Pat Robertsons, Robertson has said the chip's a good thing.
Well, he obviously forgotten the Bible then.
Well, you know, I mean, looking at this New York Times article, the concept of a national ID card, on the other hand, presents a host of possible problems, not all the civil liberties. As the New York City Council learned tragically last year when a councilman was killed, helping get his killer around the screening point. The point of security is not to make sure that people are correct form of identification, is to make sure that they do not have a weapon. So they go on to say it's not enough. Then they go on to say they need to have biometric scans, fingerprints. And they're going to include in this new system what your credit rating is, Paul.
Exactly. They're going to phase it in with the trusted traveler card as well, three different grades of security. So it's all about identifying, you know, the terrorists. And the terrorists are anyone that doesn't go along with this agenda.
That's right. Most of the FBI and other secret agency training isn't for the Muslims, folks. It's for Christians, conservatives, land rights activists. That's what's really going on behind the scenes. Let's shift gears overseas. Then we'll go to Mark and Ron and John and Tim and others to take a few final calls. Let's get into Iraq women raped Abu Ghraib. And it says reports have emerged that Iraqi women held at notorious Abu Ghraib prison were raped both by U.S. and Iraqi jailers, according to a human rights group following the reports of abuse by Iraqi prisoners by U.S. troops there. However, coalition spokesman Brigadier General Mark Kimmett said the prison's department is unaware of any such reports of Abu Ghraib. Well, Paul, under this article you post the MSNBC posting of Antonio Taguba's excise report, what they didn't cut out, admitting raping women, beating people to death. Tell us about that.
Well, exactly. The quote from Kimmett, you know, he basically proclaims ignorance that any rape had taken place when it's in the Taguba official report that it had taken place. And that came out, you know, over a month ago now. And so on top of this eyewitness, you know, personal reports from women who have now been released from that prison, which, you know, they're about to demolish, get rid of the evidence, saying that they had been raped, and it's one on top of the other saying that, and so it only corroborates what we already knew, but the fact is that they're still denying that it took place, and that's probably, you know, it's a 9 out of 10 chance what these photos and videos show, which the senators saw, which the general public weren't allowed to view. They would have been these rape scenes with these women being raped, and so...
And the Army's own report says 70 to 90% of the people were picked up at checkpoints. A new AP article says that not showing respect to troops would get you into the camps.
Well, it's if they have a protest, if they shout anti-coalition statements, was the quote out of the AP article a few months ago. If they hold up signs, they're arrested. Children stealing biscuits, men selling alcohol. These home raids, it's come out that the troops are being ordered to steal from them, steal jewellery and money, anything that they can get their hands on. So it's, you know, it's about artificially prolonging the resentment and therefore the chaos. So you
That's right. You got that article today. They're being ordered to loot them. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, it's New York Times. It's carried by the Indian Express, and it says that both at checkpoints and in these home raids where they go in and, you know, arrest all the entire male population of a village and hood them, take them to the camp, that they're under orders to steal money, jewellery, anything that they can procure. You know, why are they being ordered to do that? Because it's to, you know, prolong the resentment so that these car bombings, which do sometimes take place outside of, you know, government control in Iraq, that they continue because the troops will stay in. And then they'll have the pretext to maintain the Middle East launching pad.
And how do we know that? Because Rumsfeld has a $7 billion a year program, now $14 billion spent, P2OG, and what does P2OG call for?
It calls for killing family members of terrorists, basically stirring up a reaction to make the terrorist attackers. And again, with this bombing today, very suspicious, we pointed out many times
okay,
in the past.
Okay, let's go over that. Because, I mean, you just brought it up, and I wanted to get to that next. There's been another bombing, this time of the Kurdish Party headquarters in Baghdad. Then I want to get into the mass shooting and all the suspicious behavior there in Saudi Arabia. But first, car bomb rips through Kurdish Party headquarters in Baghdad.
Yeah, and it's killed dozens of people. And again, there's this giant crater with a lot of the previous bombings that we pointed out, that eyewitnesses report missiles fired from Apache helicopters.
And we're not just talking about Muslims saying this. We're talking about accredited Western journalists.
And, you know, I'm not an explosives expert or anything, but, you know, a car bomb, when it detonates, doesn't it seek the least possible direction of resistance, which is up and to the sides? Obviously, you know, there'd be a small crater, but when you tie it in with the fact that these craters are described as huge and then accompany it with the multiple eyewitness reports of helicopter missiles attacks, then who exactly is carrying out some of these bombings?
That's right. Anybody who was appointed to the 300-plus member puppet dictatorship who hasn't followed orders suddenly gets bombed. Al-Qaeda's out killing the people that are not going along with America. Oh, that makes a lot of sense, Paul.
And then their replacements are men that formerly worked with both MI6 and the CIA, just by coincidence.
Yeah, they're now appointing the second government. Again, no election, they're appointing a second government, and they have massive CIA MI6 connections. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, it's a guy called Alawi, who they're putting in as the prime minister, and he had, when they were fighting Saddam after, you know, he'd been our ally, and then our enemy, and then our ally again, he was supposedly expelled, and he was communicating with the CIA. They were giving him access to their technology to fight Saddam Hussein. So he worked with the CIA. The Independent report a few days ago also said that he had similar liaisons with MI6, which is the British CIA. And so basically, again, he's their guy, and he will go into their government, which has no authority to make any law, no authority to kick the troops out of the country, and so it's a set-up government. It's a puppet government.
Now, the situation in Saudi Arabia, in this upscaled area in Khobar, these gunmen go in and shoot and kill just a mass of people, and then the Saudis let them go.
Yeah, the situation is that three of them escaped with hostages, and now the government, especially the British government, is fear-mongering about how there's going to be another imminent attack in Saudi Arabia. And when this broke...
But the Saudis said 6 months ago that it's the British government doing it to destabilize Saudi Arabia.
Well, yeah, and I was watching CNN International, which is a different setup to the American CNN. It's a different feed. And the House was basically giving credence to the conspiracy that this attack was carried out in cooperation with some elements of the military or the government there, because the so-called Al-Qaeda group were wearing military uniforms, and their exit from the compound was initially described as an escape by the media, but the reports soon changed to the fact that they had cut a deal with the government who had allowed them to go free.
Okay, now, let's take some calls, then we'll hit some other final news, and there's a lot of it here. Quickly, callers. Mark in Kansas, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Thanks for everything you do.
Thank you.
I was turning a tag in today at the Driver's License Bureau, and I saw the ladies taking a picture of a man to get it on his driver's license. And on her computer screen, they showed the left eye, and then they showed the right eye. This guy left, and I asked that lady...
Yeah, those digital photos are a face scan.
Yeah, I asked her, and I guess Kansas has implemented an actual retinal scan.
The digital photo does it, yes.
Yeah.
42 states, last time I checked.
Oh, my wife said she read an article that Kansas was one of the first, but anyway, I was just amazed. I hope that wakes some people up in Kansas about what's going on.
They've been digitally scanning in Texas since 1993.
Wow. It's getting bad. I wanted to ask you, too, about the America First Party. Do you know anything about them?
Not really.
Just sent me some literature. My dad was a big Pat Buchanan fan. And I think he's kind of pushing this or behind it. I'm not sure, but they were for, you know, closing the borders, keeping the jobs here, America First. And I just wondered if you'd heard anything about them.
I have heard a little bit. So I'm not a big expert on it, though.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate you taking my call. Just
thank you. Thank you, Mark. You made us think. Let's talk to Ron in Colorado. Ron, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Hello.
Hello.
There's a new website, and it shows WTC 911. It shows a missile coming out of the second plane when it hits the tower.
Yeah, Paul put that in his book a year ago and broke that on his website ago.
Not the first plane, but the second plane, the 767.
And we put a link to that over the weekend.
Okay. Can I give the website out?
Sure, go ahead.
It's letsroll911.com, .org.
Yeah, Paul, why don't you fill him in on all this?
Yeah, basically that's exactly what it shows. You take... And I noticed this, you know, before I wrote my book, both Flight 11, Flight 175, immediately before they hit the towers, there is a flash from the underbelly of the plane.
And there's this pod, and again, sir, we have reports going back a year and a half on that on the website.
Okay, very good.
We need to put a link on the main page to that, Paul. How do folks find all our reports on that?
Well, they'll be going in the archive, the September 11 archive, very shortly, and it'll be in the... we're actually creating a new section on that, which solely focuses on things like the pod issue and the mystery of Flight 93. So there's going to be several new sections on that.
Okay. Anything else, sir?
No, I just wanted to draw your attention to that direct evidence.
Okay. Well, we are aware of it. Thank you. Let's talk to John in Colorado. John, go ahead.
Yes, gentlemen, thank you for taking my call. Very quickly, I'm bringing two points together into one. We have the G8 meeting off Georgia on an island that's going to take place for at least 3 weeks. We have several carriers leaving Stateside Harbor going out to sea. They also have to be out there for at least 3 weeks. Why 3 weeks? Because they're going to both have an observance, a satanic observance of two holidays. One coming up this Sunday, which is June 6th, 2004, that's 666 and 999 combined. 999 means 999 days after September 11th, 2001. So that's a double observance on that day. The other one is the summer solstice day, June 21st. So they have to have these meetings going on.
Well, you notice the Madrid bombing happened 911 days after 9/11 on 3/11. They are obsessed with numerology. The meeting, the G8 meeting, is not 3 weeks. It is 2 days.
Well, they're going to be there at least 3 weeks because they're going to observe those holidays.
Okay. But the meeting's going on for 2 days.
But they're going
and they've declared martial law in Georgia.
Yeah, but did you notice the guy said they're going to be out there for a couple weeks?
Well, not according to the Associated Press. The meeting is 2 days. I tell you what, we'll come back to the final segment. Thanks for the call, John. Interesting info. We'll talk to Tim, get a few final news stories. Stay with us.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Truth is stranger than fiction. On PrisonPlanet.com, we have the fake terror alert section. And Ashcroft and Ridge and others have been out fear-mongering now. Gary Hart is as well. I want to go back over this, then mention smart bullets here in a second. But, Paul, before we do that, PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, we have incredible bandwidth prices, you know, costs that we go through with the now five websites that I have, the 20-plus million visitors a month that we deal with. And so if people want my weekly TV report uploaded each week to the website, if they want the best audio interviews, the text reports, the special reports, all of it, it's 15 cents a day, 19 cents a day if you buy a month at a time, 15 cents a day if you buy a year subscription. A lot of people are excited about it. We appreciate your membership, your support. But if you haven't signed up to PrisonPlanet.tv, Paul, why should they?
Because it's $5.95 a month, which if you think about it, for what you can buy for that and for the service that you will be getting, it's excellent value for money. And then obviously it supports us, because if we just made the video available for everybody, then it would cripple us financially.
Well, I did that. I mean, I literally, and we still put a lot of video out and audio out for free, but we have to somehow subsidize that, and people get this, you know, this special access, privileged access, all of it by doing this.
Well, yeah, the point is that a lot of it is still free, and that's indicated on the website, but the weekly video report, which is excellent, is a mini-documentary within itself. And, of course, all of your previous documentaries in full format are available now, and they can go and sign up with either credit card or PayPal by clicking on the subscribe button right at the top of the page.
That's right. And, folks, if you want to buy a VHS or DVD of my videos, I've made 10 films. I carry a bunch of other great videos and books on tape, and I'm not trying to toot our own horn here, but Paul broke the news over a year and a half ago of the missile pods and the rest of it, and it was in his book, put out, coming up on a year, and that's just one of the reports we put out. That's a small chapter, part of a chapter in his book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, over 300 pages, $19.95. Get a second copy for $12.95 when you do that. If you buy one copy, get the second for $12, $11.95 to give us a gift. Toll-free number to order the videos of the books, 1-888-253-3139. Pick up the phone, make the call, get the videos, get the books, start exposing the killers. Or they're going to keep carrying out terror to scare you into submission. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. My videos are $25.95 a piece, all over 2 hours long, $20 when you order three or more. Paul, Ashcroft warns of attack, some question threat and its timing. Even the globalist New York Times had to admit this looks like it's staged, but I wouldn't say that. They could really pull something. Also, a warning or a threat, Gary Hart says Heartland is the target and is going to get hit. Paul?
Well, the thing with the Ashcroft terror alert is that the so-called ringleaders of the cell, one of them, Amer Almaty, he's in jail, according to a security website. Another one, Afia Siddiqui, was arrested in Pakistan over a year ago, according to NBC. And the cell that is named, Abu Hafs al-Masri, was described by the Boston Globe as a phantom organization because it was immediately linked to the Madrid bombings, but then they did the investigation and they could find no evidence that the group even existed. So, on top of that, the New York City and Los Angeles officials told Reuters that they had not been informed of any terror threat from the government, so they're not even being informed of it because it's based on phony, manufactured information.
And I saw Governor Ridge say that it's all an art form, these alerts, but a year ago, the White House press secretary admitted that it was being done for political reasons.
Yeah, and that was Ari Fleischer, and that was also in the Washington Times. They put out the alert on when all the bad 9/11 news broke to try and distract.
That's right. Think for yourselves out there. Thanks, Paul, for joining us.
Thanks.
We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Be sure and join us.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.